I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Ted Parrish, chartered financial analyst, and Wes Hackney, who's also certified financial planner. Ted, I don't know. Obviously, we're recording this on Thursday, so who knows what the market will do tomorrow, but it's been an interesting ride this week.
Yes, I was out last week, and we had a pre-recorded best of on Sunday, right, for Easter, and the market's been going haywire in between. You know, we had a sell-off for the most part.
Because of the unemployment?
Unemployment, and then I think just a little profit-taking, but I think the unemployment was a shocker, 120,000 versus estimates of an addition of 240.
Well, I would like to point out to everybody that 120,000 beats negative anything.
Yes, it does.
Okay, just like to point that out.
I think that everybody was just had their eyes and their soul set on getting to a 200-plus number consistently. And, you know, at this point in the recovery, we should. But you got to think that the warm weather, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, may have pulled forward some of the hiring because it's been the warmest March ever recorded. I mean, you know, we had very good weather. So, I mean, everybody was cheery and people hired.
Plus, you had
early
March Madness.
Yep.
You had the Masters. If you're going to look for work, you don't need to do it before all that.
That's true.
But, you know, we had a sell-off. And week to date, the market's down 0.9%. Year to date, we're still holding on to about a 10.28% gain in the S&P 500, and that's led by technology, which is up 20.169%. Financials, you've seen the banks go crazy. They're up 18.9%.
You know, I can't figure that out to save my life.
What?
The banks going crazy.
Well, I mean, you got some pretty interesting, you know, the stress tests were released, and only Citibank and a couple others failed it under the most dire circumstances. And you have some good, you know, Jamie Dimon's been pounding the table forever. So, I mean, you know, there's reason for some positive sentiment on the banks.
Plus, they've just been beat up so bad.
Yeah, they have. But, I mean, looking a little further out, looking at the fundamental story there, I still don't think it's totally together. We're stalking a few banks for possible addition to our portfolio. Haven't gotten to that decision yet. J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo report tomorrow, Friday, and that's a big deal. And we don't want to buy ahead of that. Might miss something, but then again, I mean, I think the first quarter is going to be great, but they're saying that the second, third, and the third quarters are going to be kind of weak because of loan numbers are going to be a little weak.
Loan demand.
Yeah. But hey, when housing turns around and we finally get the wind and the sails there, you know, it's going to be off to the races. Unfortunately, we're not there yet.
My house didn't go down in value. I don't know about y'all. So.
Yep.
It didn't?
No, mine's still where it should be.
Is that
the max?
Cool.
I don't have to sell, so I'm not taking
the
bid.
Well, just anecdotal. I mean, I just wonder what people would do if they could price their houses by a millisecond, you know, like you can Coca-Cola,
yeah,
you know, or Home Depot or Delta. I don't know. Cause I having refinanced my house now three times in the last 3 years, it's the appraisal isn't worth the paper it's printed on. I mean, you have a situation. This is no lie. So I was complaining about my appraisal says the house is worth X. Let's just call it 20 grand. Okay. So it's worth 20 grand. All right. I'm kidding, but right, let's just say that. All right. And then of course the insurance company says, well, you need in order to rebuild that house. And I don't disagree with this. Okay. I don't disagree with this. It's going to cost you two times. Let's just say, okay. Might be making that up a little bit. Well, I said, you know what? I want you to come do an insurance appraisal on the thing because it just seems crazy to me. You know, I'm doing my own math. I can't figure this out. So they came out and did an insurance appraisal and asked me if it went down.
No.
Or asked me if it went up.
It went up.
And I'm sitting there going, see, no good deed goes unpunished.
What is it, replacement cost?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't disagree with some of it. Hmm. But really, for my house to be worth two times if I burn it to the ground versus what I could sell it for, that's just crazy anomalies, and it's all over the place and all over the country. That right. is the scenario.
Yeah.
And
we did that. We recently bought a new house and did that, and we're looking at adding on. The cost of construction was still where it's always been,
that's
$100,
right.
$120
that's
a square
right.
foot, but you can go buy a foreclosure for $65, $75 a square foot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That anomaly's not going to stay there that long.
It won't stay there forever. No. I mean, but you might see it for a little while longer because, I mean, the interesting part, the part that I just don't get with the banks and why I'm not wholly sold on their recovery is the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that everyone's talking about that shadow inventory, but you know as well as I do, banks are going to hold that. Your former banker, Wes, they're going to hold that property, especially now. I mean, I think most of the cheap money's been made.
Yeah.
But, you know, the minute they can dump it, they're going to dump it, especially if they've written it off.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Which is not going to be great for home prices in the near future.
Yeah, I think some of them are even looking at trying to rent it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rent the properties now.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, there was a lot of economic data come out this week. Wholesale trade and inventory trade information came out. We had inventories go up 0.9% in February. Beige Book came out on Wednesday.
So what is the Beige Book?
Beige Book is one of the broadest economic reports that's lagging. Basically covers from February. This one covered from February to late March. And it looks at the different districts around, I think, 7 to 9 districts around the country and a number of different
variables.
Items. And they put it together and if it's up or down. I mean,
right.
I could be a whole lot more detailed about that, but do you really want to get
right, you go to sleep. Right.
Just read it to us.
And jobless claims were higher than expected, up 380,000, which was ahead of what we thought, but not still beneath 400,000, which is all important. Producer price index for March failed to rise. That's inflation on the wholesale level. It'd be good to see a little inflation, but we didn't see much of it. International trade was good. We saw the trade deficit narrow because imports were down. I think China was the main reason for that. Interest rates, guys, interest rates actually fell this week. The 5-year fell 12 basis points. The 10-year fell 14 basis points to 2.04%. And the 30-year treasury fell 13 basis points to 3.2%.
So is this flight to quality again because of what's going on overseas?
I'd say yes. That's what it was. You know, the heat is around Spain now. They're saying that their prime minister did not sign off on the stipulations to have a 4.4% deficit, I believe. And that's spooking the whole system over there. Now their interest rates are back over 6%, which is the threshold where they're saying you can't come back from, you know. But
in this 3 years in a row, about this time, we've started up with Europe.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like watching a video.
You get into spring and summer. Yeah, the news cycle gets slow. All right, we don't have anything to report. Let's go to Europe.
Well, last year this time, didn't we have a big tsunami? Was it around
this time?
Yeah.
I mean, I was scared.
Yeah. We had an earthquake.
And then I wake up this morning and I see Royal Dutch has an oil slick, oil sheen on the around there, one of their rigs. I'm like, oh no, not BP all over again. You know, right when I choose to overweight oil services, you know. But all in all, things are better than last year this time.
All right. Well, it's been a slice of heaven. Don't forget to email us your important financial questions at drgene@hensler.com.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.